Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Parents sue after an 11-year-old girl is forced to share a bed with a so-called trans student, a boy, on a school trip. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, we've been talking about this for, I don't know, years now, and these policies that keep implementing in schools where they're saying that on these sports trips, boys are able to sleep with girls because they identify as a girl. Well, that's nonsense. And here you have an example. An 11-year-old girl was forced to sleep with a boy. And I'm like, where are the parents of the boy, for one, and where are the school officials to stop this?
We've said before that, you know, when the Equality Act has been debated and being pushed, and there's still a lot of effort to try to pass the so-called Equality Act in Congress.
This is what happens.
This is exactly one of the things that we said, that you'll have on these overnight trips these boys that want to sleep with the girls, and you'll see it happening in the public schools, but you also see it happening where they're trying to force it in the private sector as well. And here you got it. This is several Colorado parents. They're now suing a local school district after an overnight school trip had the situation where a boy, so-called trans is what they say, a trans identifier.
It's a boy.
It's a boy. It's a boy that says, I want to identify as a girl, wants to now be sleeping with the girls in the same bed, and this involved an 11-year-old girl.
And they did not notify the parents or ask for their consent.
No, the school district is located near Denver. It allows biologically male students to share overnight accommodations with girls based solely on, quote, gender identity without notifying parents or seeking their consent.
I'm sorry, that's an excuse to sleep with girls.
So a boy says, I want to identify as a girl, and we're going to go on an overnight school trip where they're actually putting girls together and boys together. And the boy can go in with the girls and sleep in the same bunk. And so in this particular situation, you had Joe and Serena, their daughter had just finished fifth grade and was traveling with classmates on a school trip to Philadelphia and to Washington, D.C. Their daughter was assigned to a two-bed hotel room with three other students, two girls from her school and one from another school in the district, according to the suit. According to the suit, however, and according to what happened, the children prepared for bed for the first night, and the daughter learned that her bedmate, not just in the same room, because there's two to a bed, right, is a biological male.
Unfortunately, her mother was a chaperone on the trip, and she, I think, went in the bathroom and started texting her, we have a problem, mother. There's a boy in my bed.
There's a boy in my bed. And so the mom, fortunately was there as a chaperone and found out about the boy in her daughter's bed. So they're among several parents that are suing the Jefferson County Public Schools in Colorado. You have this unbelievable situation. The room assignment came despite assurances from the district officials that boys and girls would be on different hotel floors. Now, here's the school's thinking. Yeah, we're going to put boys on one floor and girls on another floor. Okay, so you think normally, well, all right, the girls will be together and the boys will be together.
Biological boys and biological girls.
But so the school's thinking, yeah, we're putting boys in one place and girls in another place, but we're going to put this, quote, boy with the girls because he's a girl. I mean, that's the stupidity of this kind of thinking. So they know that parents are not thinking, oh, you know what? There's going to be a boy sleeping with my daughter in the same bed who says that he is a girl. Can you imagine this girl? She's fifth grade. Now she's in her room with others, two other girls from her school. So there's four people in the same room. And there's two beds, right? And the two girls get in their bed, and the girl gets in her bed, and this boy gets in the bed. And now she realizes for the first time, oh my goodness, this is a boy sleeping right next to
me. Unbelievable.
And this is a fifth grader.
And you know, this isn't the first time this happened. In this particular lawsuit, there's another situation where the family of an 11-year-old boy attending a school-run camp said they were told his counselor would be male, right? You put a male with the boys, right? But later learned the counselor was a female, and she was assigned to supervise the boys in their cabin and during showers.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a hard pass no.
So you have a woman who wants to, quote, identify as a male. So they think, okay, well, we're going to have a, quote, male be the person that's the chaperone. But this person's not a male. This person is a female, and these are boys. And this female now is in the presence of these boys, supervising them as they sleep, as they bunk, as they shower. This is absurd. And so the district's policy of rooming students by gender identity rather than by sex without prior notice or sex-separated alternative violates the family's free exercise of religion. It also violates bodily privacy and parental rights. Clearly, I mean, the school does not apparently allow opt-outs. The district does not allow families to opt out or request that their children room only with students of the same biological sex. So,
or consent, yeah.
Say, for example, you're part of the football team, or say you're part of the cheerleaders. Or you're part of band. Band would be a good example. And now the band is going together as a group to play. Maybe they're playing for some competition, or maybe they're playing for one of the school's sporting teams. And it's a band, which obviously has boys and girls. And you want to be part of the band. You've qualified to be a member of the band. You're skilled to be someone in the band. You want to be with the band. And you tell the school, I want to make sure that I am paired in a room with only someone of the biological sex. I'm a girl, and I want only to be in a room with another girl, not a boy, not a boy who says that he's a girl. I want to be in a room with another biological girl. And the school says, we can't accommodate that. Mm-hmm. If you want to actually go, you're going to have to go, and whoever is in your room, they're going to be a girl, quote unquote. They'll be biological girl, or they're going to be somebody who's pretending to be a girl. But you can't actually exclude someone who's not biological. I mean, and so what does that do to this kid? This kid has to drop out of the band.
That's trauma and abuse. And, you know, Jefferson County Public Schools is not in favor of students when they're allowing this kind of nonsense. So this case is at the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. I pray that they prevail. Or if not, it goes to the high court, because I think one of these cases could do very well at the high court and stop this nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, you already had the case that's called Mahmoud. That's the short name.
Yeah.
Up in the Northern Virginia, Maryland area, Montgomery County School District. Very, very liberal LGBTQ school. That bragged a couple of years ago about how there was a 386% increase in what they called gender nonconforming students. Why? Because they were promoting this LGBTQ indoctrination.
Yeah.
And they wanted to indoctrinate kids from kindergarten through 12th grade in LGBTQ, and they were not allowing opt-outs. And they were not allowing opt-outs to the point that you had a student, a girl, who was like 4.3 or 4.6 GPA. And they wouldn't allow her to graduate unless she took this indoctrination course. She even said she'll take an alternative course at a community college. They said no. Well, a case went to the U.S. Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court says that violates the parents' right to free exercise of religion under the First Amendment.
Absolutely.
They have a right as parents to direct the education of their children. They have a right to opt them out from this gender ideology.
Even in a public school, they have the right. They are the guiding force of their children, not the school officials.
Yeah, and so if they have a right to opt out of a course curriculum that is required, according to the school in Maryland, to graduate, they certainly have a right to opt out of bunking with overnight in the same room, in the same bed, with someone who's not a biological, compatible sex, male or female.
Mm-hmm.
So this, I think, is a case that should win because parental rights are really under attack. We actually have been promoting a lot of different laws and policies to protect parental rights. And we met with a lot of legislators, over 400 legislators recently. And one of our presentations was on parental rights. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website. And if you need help regarding parental rights in your state or in cases, issues like this, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.